Today from the Ohio Newsroom, tiny home villages for veterans. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Veteran homelessness reached a record low in the United States this year, according to the results of the most recent annual count. In Ohio, the number of unhoused veterans dropped 5% since 2023. But still, nearly 600 veterans are experiencing homelessness here, and even more are housing insecure. Organizations across the state think tiny homes could be the solution. The Ohio Newsroom's Erin Gottsacker reports.
Sandy Muntian served as one of the first female military police officers in the U.S. Army.
And I knew the five women ahead of me.
Times were different back in the 70s, she remembers. For one, female officers had to wear green skirts instead of slacks.
There were quite a few men that didn't think women should do that kind of work. And I thought, well, you're wrong.
After her service, she traveled the country before finally settling on her property in Tuscarawas County, about 50 miles south of where she grew up in Northeast Ohio. She's been living in the same trailer for more than three decades. For the most part, the property has served her well. It's located on a quiet street surrounded by towering pines. But lately, she's had a hard time taking care of it.
You know, things wear out. I got tired of repairing this, repairing that, and the cost of everything going up.
She was struggling to afford rising electric bills, and the quality of her house was deteriorating. So she reached out to her local VFW, and they decided to help by building her a tiny home, 14 by 28 feet.
Okay, so we're walking through the door.
This is going to be my living room area, over to that, to this wall.
Okay.
This is going to be the kitchen area. Okay. Now, granted, it's small, but boy, I'm telling you, I downsized a lot.
At least 10 organizations across the state are hoping to start similar programs to construct tiny homes for the housing insecure. They say the idea is a good one. It's cost-effective and replicable on a much larger scale. Heroes Place, a nonprofit outside Toledo, has plans to build up to 20 tiny houses for homeless veterans. Students from Ohio State University and a local community action agency just finished a feasibility study to do something similar in central Ohio. And commissioners in Claremont County, east of Cincinnati, recently approved $5 million in remaining COVID relief funds to build its Veterans Village. Commissioner Bonnie Batchelor says the community will feature more than two dozen small one- and two-bedroom cottages, slightly bigger than tiny homes, in a community center with on-site services from the VA.
They served us. We need to serve them now. Now's our turn to get back to the veterans.
County officials estimate 750 vets there are either homeless or not far from it. Batchelor recalls a conversation with a local fire chief.
He was having issues because of some of the conditions that veterans were living in and paying money to live in these places, dirt floors, no running water. He had pictures of electrical wires hanging from the ceiling.
But even if a veteran has a federal housing voucher, often there's nowhere to use it. Claremont County, like Tuscarawas County, and frankly most of the state, lacks affordable housing. So for these veterans to have a better place to live, they need to fix up what's available or build more. Steve Shenevy is the post commander for the New Philadelphia VFW, which built the tiny home for Sandy Muntian. He says the project turned out to be more expensive than they anticipated, but he's confident it'll be cheaper for her to afford going forward. It doesn't cost much to heat a tiny home.
Hopefully, you know, when she gets moved in here and gets, you know, rid of those bills, she might be able to save a little money and get enough in case there's another issue, she can take care of it. That's the whole point for us, is get them on their feet again.
For her part, Muntian is thrilled to be an early adopter of this solution.
I think tiny houses are going to just explode. Everybody's going to want one.
In Tuscarawas County, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.